This is WUWM. I'm Mayan Silver. Voters and advocacy groups are suing Wisconsin's top election officials, charging they failed to take needed action to allow safe and accessible voting during the state's April 7th presidential primary and spring election. There were numerous problems with absentee ballots, as many voters requested them in order to avoid going to the polls during the COVID-19 pandemic. Some of those ballots never arrived at voters' homes. Other issues on April 7th included very long lines at limited polling places that elected officials consolidated because so many poll workers chose not to report for duty. For this fall's elections, the plaintiffs want more polling places and mail-in ballot request forms sent to all voters. They're also calling for a comprehensive voter education campaign. Here's attorney Jonathan Manis of the MacArthur Justice Center, a national nonprofit law firm based in Chicago that's co-representing the plaintiffs.
People shouldn't have to be forced to choose between risking their health by going to the polls or not voting at all, or relying on an absentee voting system that often didn't work for people. Too many people tried to vote that way but couldn't.
The plaintiffs include three Wisconsin registered voters. One states long lines at polling places caused voter intimidation. Another says she couldn't have a witness sign her mail-in ballot because she lives alone and has chronic lung disease. A third maintains she properly requested her mail-in ballot and didn't receive it on time. Plaintiffs also include two advocacy groups, Disability Rights Wisconsin and BLOC, Black Leaders Organizing for Communities. The lawsuit alleges that if changes aren't made, the state will violate the U.S. Constitution, the Voting Rights Act, and the Americans with Disabilities Act. The Wisconsin Election Commission refrained from comment, saying it doesn't comment on pending lawsuits. However, according to an absentee voting report issued Monday, the commission has analyzed the election, including the use of absentee ballots, and is already taking steps to prepare for the fall. Commission staff are also exploring the possibility of sending an absentee ballot request to every registered voter. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.